4, The Alligator and the Elephant. Hopefully it's a clear day for your visit. Looking west, you'll be able to see Llandudno Bay and the headland of the Great Orme. The word Orme is derived from the Old Norse word Ormr, meaning dragon or serpent, reflecting the shape of the Great Orme. According to legend, it protected the bay from sea invasion. Vikings mistook the Great Orme from their longships for a gigantic sea serpent and were said to be far too terrified to come ashore. Today, viewed from land, the Great Orme is aptly known as the Alligator and Little Orme, the Elephant. To the southwest is the Carneddau mountain range in Eryri National Park, of which Carnedd Llywelyn is the tallest. Its summit is 1,062 metres above sea level. That's only 19 metres less than its more famous cousin, Yr Wyddfa, Snowdon. Colwyn Bay sits to the southeast, and away to the northeast, out into the Irish Sea, you'll notice the offshore wind farm of Gwynt y Môr. The contrasting habitat of scattered scrub, limestone grassland and rock beneath your feet supports an abundance of lichens, mosses, fungi and diverse plant species. They help feed and shelter insects and butterflies. One such butterfly is the rare silver-studded blue. Males have silvery blue wings, while females are brown with blue highlights. They rely on these grasslands and can be seen flying low from June to August. The caterpillars have a special relationship with ants, who protect them from predators in exchange for a sweet substance. When ready to transform, the caterpillars pupate in shallow chambers, often in ant nests, where the ants guard them until they become adult butterflies. Retrace your steps back. At the grassy cross junction, take a left to pick up the Wales Coast Path waymark. Follow the path until you see Penrhyn Bay and the quarry, careful of the sudden drop-off. Turn right and continue until you reach the old winding gear. Your next audio stop is found on the Kissingate,